The auto shop in Sitka High School is surprisingly quiet. The Geo and the Nissan pickup are here, both with their regular engines removed. But there's no welding or grinding or anything else happening to suggest that the future is being remade. It turns out that I'm in the wrong room. The car of the future is being built next door, in the wood shop.
Yeah, that's just good.
So we were thinking about putting five across here, box mounted to these pillars, which are real solid, and then there's actually going to be three as an armrest console.
Brant Brantman and Chris Duguay are two of about a dozen students in the conversion class, which is being held each evening for about 2 weeks. If converting an internal combustion-powered car to an electric car were a simple matter of pulling out one engine and dropping in another, this class would have been over in two or three evenings. The problem is replacing the tank of gas. For the Geo Metro, that means 12 batteries, and for the Nissan truck, 20 batteries, or around 600 or 700 pounds of electrical storage that needs to be isolated and vented away from passengers. That's a tall order. Brantman and Duguay are designing a plywood container to secure most of the batteries in the back of the Metro and still leave room for passengers. By day, Duguay is a home energy auditor. He came to the class more out of curiosity rather than a personal conviction about the electric car.
I guess one of the reasons that I'm here is that I'm trying to determine how feasible an electric vehicle is. There's a lot of potential for using renewables, for one thing, as far as generating that power. One of the concerns I have, though, is that with all the battery weight in the car, it's definitely changing the dynamics of handling and carrying capacity, and I guess I'm wondering how feasible this is. And, you know, if it works out well with the vehicles that we're trying, then I would definitely consider it.
There was no pillow talk. I was the one who spent all the money.
The passion for this project is supplied by the Geo's owner, Michelle Putz, who also heads up Sitka's global warming group. She's invested her federal tax rebate and her last couple of Alaska Permanent Fund dividends to buy the $3,000 conversion kit for the Metro and the $1,000 worth of batteries that will propel it for up to 60 miles at highway speeds on a single charge. Putz has painted her Metro in a whimsical pattern of spots. She calls it the Snow Leopard. But she and her husband, Perry Edwards, have spent serious money on this conversion.
I totally love the idea of using Alaska oil money to turn my car into something that won't ever use oil again.
You know, Sitka is just like the perfect place because it can go how far on a charge? 80 miles on a charge?
We're figuring if we're lucky, 60 probably.
60 miles? Okay, you know, you're hard-pressed to do that in Sitka in one day. Even if you drove from Harbor Mountain to Sawmill Creek several times, you'd probably be fine. And then you plug it in at night, and it gets to charge up off of hydroelectric power, so there's no fuel involved at all. So it's kind of a neat way to get off the petroleum junkies that we are.
Back in the auto shop, activity is on the upswing as students chip away at the numerous small problems that plague any project like this, properly sizing the bolts between the car's transmissions and the new electric motors, and getting everything to fit. Recycle Sitka director Norm Campbell is taking the class. The Nissan will be his new work rig.
One of our intents with doing this was hoping that somebody would come out of this class who said, this is a viable thing that I can do. What we found so far is that it takes a lot of sophisticated equipment. We couldn't do this in somebody's yard underneath a tree to pull the engine up. I mean, it takes sophisticated equipment.
While the students universally admire the kits supplied by Wilderness EV of Lehi, Utah, they all credit their course instructor for supplying the expertise to make the class accessible to people of ordinary mechanical ability. Tim Pike has the patient manner of his profession, the high school auto shop teacher. This is his first conversion, too.
I think automotives are maybe moving in this direction. And any automotive program is going to cover this enough to be, pretty much any automotive mechanic should be able to handle this as well. Actually, this is easier than gas engine. But the actual conversion process, yeah, it's sort of a tinkerer's delight.
This class was organized by the Sitka Global Warming Group, Community Schools, and Recycle Sitka. Campbell and Community Schools Director Kurt Ledford are helping Floyd Tompkins bolt the pickup's clutch onto the electric motor, which is about the size of a large watermelon. I have to admit, I was expecting sort of a younger vo-tech crowd. So was Ledford.
What I would like to see out of this class is that somebody gets excited and maybe starts doing conversions for people and stuff. What I think we're learning, it's a fairly difficult process, you know.
These aren't the only gray heads in the class. There are some other older guys leaning over the fender of the Metro, looking at the engine, the way guys have always leaned over fenders and looked at car engines. 30 or 40 years ago, our parents yelled at these motorheads for revving their cars outside of church and grimaced when they drove our older sisters away on dates.
Yeah, what we're hoping is, like, for the 4th of July, we can have some races, you know.
Motor Speedway.
I doubt anyone will go out and cheat death on the airport road in a 1986 Nissan pickup, even if it does have 20 batteries. Cheating the oil companies looks like it will be fun enough for this crowd. Ledford and instructor Tim Pike say they would gladly hold another conversion class if two more vehicle owners stepped forward with kits. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.